Well, the next presenter is Rose Ogutu from Delaware State University. And that's me here, the moderator. I hope I'll be able to take just 15 minutes. Now, my title is High Tunnel Early Spring Production of 5 Varieties of Tomato Using 3 Different Trailing Systems. Now, just as a matter of introduction, there is a very high demand of tomatoes, fresh tomatoes in most states. And in Delaware, because high tunnels are just picking up, they've realized that the need of high tunnels are really great. And unlike other Midwestern states, we haven't had our whole number of high tunnels in the state, but we are getting there. And this project is part of a farm outreach and trial effort for high tunnel growers through a project that was funded by USDA, a capacity building grant that is supposed to increase horticulture-based extension in Delaware. Now, high tunnels, as we all know, offer a whole level of protection for plants, and I think that's why for horticulture crops, it's been really a good tool to produce out crops that really need, you know, a lot of attention. Now, the early season, fetch a lot of prices for growers, for the small growers who are our target. And the reason why we are able to produce early is because of course, the temperatures in the high tunnels, you know, early production and then the temperatures, the soil and the air temperatures increase before we have the field soil temperatures being at par. And one of the reasons that we doing this simple trial is because trellising is very important in high tunnels because we know that ventilation is normally a problem. So if you have vine crops, then, you know, just opening up using some kind of trellising is very important. Now, some of the common trellising choice by small growers, and this was done through a survey, we found out that most of the growers that we deal with either use single stake, Florida weave, or cages, and they are just as shown here. That's how you come up with them. Now, the major objective of this trial, or well, I call it an observational trial, because mostly as a 100% extension person, you don't do real, you know, scientific research, because this research is supposed to be very grower friendly. When they come in for workshops, they're supposed to be part of it. They're supposed to be the people who, you know, designed it and so forth. So it's to demonstrate the effects of early planting of tomatoes in high tunnels in Delaware, because I told you high tunnels are just coming in. So we need the growers to know the particular time when they're supposed to start their tomatoes if they have to reap from that, and to ascertain the effects of trellising systems in a tomato, which one is the best trellising system to use. Some people have such small, high tunnels. Maybe they're not commercial or anything, so they're supposed to be able to choose the best one for their condition. To help the growers decide the best varietal types of their high tunnel, the varieties that we're going to look at are some of the varieties that are very commonly grown by Delaware growers, and especially the small growers. And then to help growers make better choices of high tunnel designs, because, you know, when they look at what comes out of the high tunnels, they're able to realize which design is best for them if they had to grow the tomatoes. Now, this is how our Smana Outreach Center looks like. And we had two high tunnels that we used. The high tunnel number 4, which is one of our oldest high tunnels, is one in which we had 2012 projects going on. And then when we added these other high tunnels, now we had high tunnel number 1 and high tunnel number 4 in play in 2013. So just to talk about the materials and the methods, when the ground was prepared as usual, and then we used some organic manure, because as much as we are doing high tunnels, we are also promoting organic production, because most of the small growers believe so much in organic production. And then the soil tests were taken before and after manure application. And then during the growth, we also added some fish emulsion depending on the requirement of the plants. So what happened was that in April 2012, we planted on the 16th, and in 2013, we almost the same week, the 12th of April, we started the tomatoes. Normally, the way we know when to start is from the soil temperatures. Once the soil temperatures in the high tunnels are above 55 degrees Fahrenheit, then we know that it's time that, you know, the seedlings can survive. So five of the tomato varieties that we planted are Organic King, Prudence Purple, Mountain Fresh, Better Boy, and Ali Goliath. This is just five of the very, very many tomato varieties that growers can grow today. Now, in year one, that is 2012, we used three trellising methods, and that's a single stake, and we used the Florida weave, and also we used the caging. In the year 2013, because the growers realized that, okay, you know what, I don't think the caging or the single staking is working so well, so why don't we go on with the Florida weave? As I told you, all this is grower-based. So in 2013, we moved on to plant all our plants using Florida weave. Now, the tomato yields from about 10 harvests over a period of 8 weeks were quantified by counting and weighing only marketable produce. And for produce to be marketable, then it should be, you know, free from blemish that, you know, would prevent it from being bought from the market. Of course, because we promote organic production, it doesn't really have to be the perfect, but it has to be a tomato that is usable and it's marketable. And data was analyzed using SAS. Now, these are just some pictures of the high tunnel number four, the 2012 production, whereby we used a three different trellising systems. Although it's not very clear here, but when you look here, right here, you see some cages. You see some round cages here, and then, of course, you see Florida weave and maybe some singles taking at the background. Now, these high tunnels are the 30 by 48 high tunnels, so if we had like four rows of tomatoes and then we spaced it at 2 feet. Now, these are just some of the observations that we had in the 2012 varietal trial with yields of 8 weeks. And as we can see, we don't have statistically different production among the varieties that we grew. Although some of the varieties, like Prudence Purple, which normally is a very big tomato, you know, it weighed a lot, but not statistically different from the four first varieties. Although statistically different from the last variety, which is the Better Boy. So Prudence Purple, Organic King, Ali Goliath, and Mountain Fresh, they really did a lot better. Now, these are just some of the characteristics of the varieties that we grew, because sometimes the growers would like to know why the tomatoes perform the way they do. Now, when it comes to the trellising systems, comparing how this went forth, we see that staking did not do as well as Florida weave, but caging and Florida weave did about the same. They were equally better than just single staking. Now, some of the plants that were single staked, the problem is that, you know, with the lush growth in the high tunnel, the plants were kind of flopping over. So that was really a challenge. Now, with the caging, of course, one of the problems there was that, you know, a little bit of flopping over, but also we realized that the spacing that we use, the 2 feet, is not very good if you're going to use caging, because for caging you need maybe 2 feet to 3 feet spacing. You need a little bit more space. The Florida weave, of course, did the best. Now, these are just some pictures of the high tunnel number four and then high tunnel number two during the 2012 production season. And remember, during the 2013, storage 2013 production season, we used Florida Wave. We did not use single staking or caging. Now, some of the data that we collect just to help the growers choose designs are temperature data, which is very, very important. I mean, these data here shows the average of daily maximum day temperatures of the two high tunnels. And if you take time to look at them, they're different. Now, this high tunnel, which is the double poly and it's Gothic and it's west, east-west orientation, the temperatures inside are completely different from the high tunnel single poly concept and north-south orientation. Now, some of the reasons why we know that the temperatures are different could be because of the double poly, and another reason is that the orientation is such that this high tunnel right here is perpendicular to the prevailing winds, while one of them is not. And those are just the maximum and night temperatures for both high tunnels. These kind of data are very important for our growers during our workshops because it helps them determine what kind of high tunnel and even the positioning of the high tunnels if they want to erect any. Now, these are some of the marketing, the market yield, the marketable fruits, the yields for 2013. And we can see again that we don't have a whole lot of differences. We don't have a whole lot of differences when it comes to the varieties. Although one high tunnel seemed to yield a lot better than another, but not statistically different. Now, for our conclusions, we noted that the high tunnels grown at the at SOC were harvested 2 to 3 weeks earlier than the field planted ones, and this was very great information for our growers because as much as we tried early but not very early, you can start earlier if you had maybe cover crop. I mean, if you could cover the tomato plants, but we still beat the field planting by 2 to 3 weeks. And then the yield from Better Boy was significantly lower than that of Prudence Purple. We really don't know why. It could be varietal, and also because these fruits are much smaller. Then the Organic King, which is the only determinate variety, reached heights of 3 to 4 feet. And now this is very good information for the growers because most of the people don't know whether to grow determinates or indeterminates. Indeterminates in the high tunnels, especially if you have a short concept design, they kind of reach the roof of the high tunnel very fast, and the heat really works on the flowers. The flowers soon drop and so forth. So it was very, very good for the growers to see that indeterminates and determinates do. I mean, you really have to select which one to go for if you're doing high tunnels. Then the indeterminate varieties grew really tall. Some of them were over 6 feet tall, especially the Prudence Purple, which really grows large and tall. And caging required larger spacing, as I already said, and the single-stake plants became very top-heavy and toppled over. Trellising using Florida Weave was less time-consuming than the staking, the single-staking, because the way the plants are aligned, they're such that at least you can, you know, I mean, they are really spread out and they are stable and they don't flop over as much. And one of the things that we noted was the high tunnel humidity. On average, the high tunnel humidity was 6 to 15% above the normal one, while the high tunnel temperatures were on average 41 to 49 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. And that the tomatoes, in 2013, we kind of had similar observations, although we had only used the Florida Weave, and most of the growers comfortably realized that determinate vines were more suitable for high tunnels as they were easier to manage because of their heights. Now, another thing that we noted was that there was very rapid loss of heat from the high tunnel at sundown, and also the double poly of the high tunnel 4 has better heat protection at night compared to the single poly. So if you had any plants that needed to take advantage of that, then, you know, you could, you know, that gives you an idea of do you have to choose a double poly or a single poly. Now, at temperatures below 20 Fahrenheit, because we took temperatures all through the season, the single layer plastic high tunnel was only within 1 to 2 degrees Fahrenheit difference in temperatures compared to the outside air. So in contrast, the double poly provided 6 to 10 Fahrenheit of nighttime warmth. So if we need nighttime warmth, the double poly is what is to go for. Now, this is our quest for the, for, you know, as we go ahead, and this is from the workshops, the ideas that we get from the workshops that the growers attend, and when they also come to visit the demos. We would like to incorporate grafted tomatoes. For those who love the indeterminate varieties, maybe that's a way of using a dwarfing variety to confer dwarfness to the tall plants, for example, that Prudence Purple. And then we will also further look into some of the disease-resistant rootstock varieties. And we also would like to be capable of monitoring the salt buildup, which, of course, we've already started doing. And all this is just to get the growers, you know, have the tools of high tunnel production, tomato high tunnel production. Now, I would like to acknowledge some of the people that I work with: Jason, Tom, Mike, Heather, Nicholas, Lee, Dwight, and Dawit for the work that they do. And that's the end of the presentation. Do we have any questions? Yes.
What kind of plastic is used in the single?
No, just a simple 6 mil poly, no IR, you know, capabilities or anything, just the normal 6 mil poly. Yes?
Did you prune your tomatoes?
The question is, did we prune our tomatoes? Yes, we pruned our tomatoes, and we pruned them right before they started flowering. We removed the first flowers, and then as they were growing, we maintained two vines, because we wanted to we wanted them to be as uniform as possible. But still, the growth in the high tunnel, especially in 2012, was really much because it was hot. The temperatures were hot, and before we knew it, the tomatoes were really grown. But we did pruning because one of the ways in which the growers learn best is to, you know, hands-on pruning. So during the workshops, we taught them how to prune and so forth.
Mm-hmm. You say you removed the first flower?
I mean, the set of the flowers. When we put them in the high tunnel as transplants, yes, for all the plants that were growing, we removed the first flower that was coming up. We pinched it off.
Mm.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay. And our major reason of removing the flower was that, well, you know, when the tomatoes get into the field, and then fast enough, even before they have a lot of leaf production, they're already showing signs of flowering, and we're wondering, okay, how is this, the fruiting going to be? I mean, we need that photosynthetic capability for the plant to, you know, have more fruits on it.